This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, back to wrap things up with you on a Wednesday evening. Wow, we've had a really good time. Hopefully that you've been there with us from the beginning. If you haven't, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. You'll be able to catch up with all the guests this evening, all the guests for the last couple of years. So take your pick. Speaking about that, next week will be the best of. We'll be on Thanksgiving night at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10. We'll have some pretty decent interviews that we've done over the last couple months. We'll play them for you. And next Thursday morning on Thanksgiving, we'll on social media, we'll put everybody that we're going to have on. I know that we'll definitely replay Miles Russ tonight. The head coach from Kaiser who joined us. Great guy. Probably a sore subject to a lot of Florida State fans is, you know, last year, 13-1 season, this year, not so much. This is a program that has really fallen off, and somebody who's got to deal with it on a daily basis on his Locked On Seminoles podcast is Brian Smith, and he's kind enough to join us. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time. Last year, winners, this year, not so much, and probably takes a toll because you're kind of tired of hearing the same complaints.
Well, Blue, thanks for having me. It's been a really rough year, but the only thing you can do is grind through it. I mean, you have to tell the truth each and every day. And right now it's about trying to get some of these recruits to come to Florida State and trying to hold on to your roster.
And that's something, too. A lot of people had said, you know, over the last couple of years, Florida State has hit it really good in the transfer portal. Receivers, linemen, obviously two of their linemen last year playing for the Rams, starting for the Rams. They got a receiver in Coleman who plays for Buffalo. So, as you said, a lot of the talent, but they didn't hit the portal as well this year, and a lot of people may also blame the fact that they didn't recruit really well. Talk about that.
Well, it's really odd to me. I mean, when you and I were really into it and watching all these Bowden teams from the 80s and 90s. When did they not have a top three class, Blue? I mean, they always did. Now they can't get a top 10 class. That's on the coaching staff, man. Florida State is still in Tallahassee. State of Florida is still loaded. You're 20 minutes from the state of Georgia in Tallahassee. I mean, they're in a prime location. He didn't hire Norvell the right staff. And they're paying for it now. They finally, quote-unquote, missed on the portal this year. I mean, and up until this year, you got to give them credit. They were the portal kings. They evaluated as well as anybody.
Yes,
but that's fallen in the opposite direction. So I think part of the reason they have three guys that got fired is because they weren't very good recruiters. And I'd heard that over and over. Dugans, who was obviously at Miami at one point, part of that. And now you're kind of sitting here like, how are you going to get the portal guys this offseason? The recruiting class is falling apart. Lots of questions, Blue, but not very many answers.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, from a standpoint of Coach Norvell, I love the guy. He's a great guy. I mean, you know, there's no doubt about it. The thing, though, that has hurt him is I think that he wanted to have his, you know, buddies. He wanted to have people that he knew, and sometimes that recipe doesn't work out too well. What do they do now? Do they maybe, because I know I've heard a couple of names for offensive coordinator. I've heard a couple of names that they may replace. Is that kind of going to be the answer because of the fact that you mentioned they didn't recruit well? But if you get guys in, who have recruited well, they could kind of spark things up with guys that they were recruiting and maybe bring them into a situation like FSU. Is that what needs to be kickstarted? Because they certainly, as you said, how many people want to go there? How many, raise your hand if you really want to go to Florida State now and you're in the portal. Not many guys are going to want to do that, especially when you're going to win 2-3 games, and that's it. How do you kickstart this thing, Brian?
Well, that's a great question, and here's the extra albatross for Florida State. December 4th is not December 20th. You know, it's so much earlier. I don't think any of the coaches can at least publicly be announced for the Noles, even if they knew who they were today. We both know, state of Florida, anywhere else, background check laws for state institutions are not friendly as it relates to time. So right. I don't know how they're going to do that. They might be able to tell the kids privately, but that's a very unusual circumstance. This is the first year for it. Florida State's not the only team, but, I mean, signing day is such an early time in December. It is an awful combination with the coach firings they've had. So I'm not sure. This is the first year. I guess we're going to find out because it's 2 weeks from today we're going to have National Signing Day.
Yeah, and not only that, you look at a program like Miami, who did extremely well with the portal, obviously. A couple of guys haven't worked out in the second half of the season, like a couple of defensive linemen. But Miami's recruited really well. They have, you have a freshman cornerback in O.J. Frederick who starts. You're going to probably have Zaquan Patterson, in the lineup over the next couple of weeks. You've had an opportunity to get a lot of freshmen who have had playing time, which is a plus. Also sophomores from last year. That's the only – and you look at successful programs. Not to say that Notre Dame used the portal a lot, but they've recruited really well. You look at Alabama, they've recruited very well. Georgia's recruited extremely well. Ohio State, Oregon, those programs recruit well. So if some of the portal kids don't work out, they can look to those guys and make some inroads. Florida State hasn't had that. They missed on Hakeem Williams, who everybody swore was a five-star. Didn't work out that way. Actually, Omar Graham has been a pleasant surprise for them. He's, this year against Miami, played really well. They have a lot of other kids. I think, and you probably agree, that it's going to be up to who they hire. And hopefully somebody, while they go through that process, I'm sure Norvell is going to say, how many kids can you bring with you? I mean, that's got to be it. Yeah. That's got to be it. Obviously, every day you're on your podcast, you do some really good stuff. I listen to it a lot. I enjoy being on with you. I know it gets old after a while. You can only answer the same question a billion times, and you do a tremendous job. Let everybody know how they can follow you on social media, Brian, also on Locked On Seminoles.
Yeah, Locked On Seminoles. We're on every podcast network you can imagine, Spotify, Apple, Odyssey, anything you can imagine. If you want to go on YouTube, you can find us. And if you want to catch me on X, it's at FBScout_Florida. That's at FBScout_Florida. Always talking college football and recruiting, and it's a lot of fun.
Good stuff. Brian, I can't thank you enough. We'll have you back.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Brian Smith, Locked On Seminoles. What a great show. Thank you so much. Don't forget, next week we'll be on Thursday. We'll let you know exactly the best of that we have. Danny, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.